Fall is here, and all I have to say is, fuck fall. Fall, I hate the fall. What bullshit. Oh, the leaves change color. They change color for 2 days. Then a big wind comes, you got nothing but sticks for the rest of the year. And then the weather is completely nonsense. You don't even have a proper fall coat. Nothing you wear is right. You wake up, it's sunny out, you put a coat on, you go out, you're sweating like a pig, you take it off. Then it's cold, it's bullshit. Sun's out, you're sweating, but there's a breeze, so you're freezing. It's not weather, it's malaria. Weather's 90, it's 30, it's 80, it's 20. And my balls can't take it. Big, and then small, big, small, big, small. Apparently I can't have kids because my sperm are gagging. Weather in this country is completely nuts and nobody gives a shit. It's completely out of control. There was a Hurricane Lenny, why the fuck they gave it that name, that's in the Caribbean, it's going from west to east, and that's never happened. It's never happened! You don't think some shit is up? And nobody's panicked? I'm fucking panicked. In all the time there have been hurricanes, it's always gone this, now it's going that way. No explanation from the Weather Channel, that group of assholes. How far gone are we as a nation that we need 24 hours a day of weather? Nobody knows how to do it in 2 minutes. We're insane. And they're all, every one of them is just, one is more full of shit than the next. It's the worst storm ever, it's the worst. Don't go out, don't go out, don't go out. There's gonna be an inch of snow, it's the worst inch of snow. I was watching the Weather Channel because I was gonna fly down south and Hurricane Floyd was out in the Caribbean. And so this is what they said. The information, they said the Hurricane Floyd would be hitting the coast of the United States in 5 days, and that it would hit somewhere between Miami and New England. Why did they bother? Why the fuck open your mouth? Why not just, Hurricane Floyd is coming and we're gonna go to a commercial. And if you're in a place and they tell you a hurricane's coming, run. You get your shit, you get out the door, and if the kids don't move fast enough, fuck them, drive away. They'll be there when you get back. They're malleable, they bounce, they'll be under a tree. It was fun. I lived through a hurricane. Literally, the heart of a hurricane. The wind gets louder and louder, the house shakes, then it gets quiet and calm. So you think everything's okay, open the door, and shit's flying by. Dogs and cats, appliances, my friends. And you know what they call that hurricane? Bob. I don't know a lot. I know this. Bob is not a hurricane. Bob is an insurance salesman from Topeka, Kansas. You meet Bob when you're stuck in an airport cocktail lounge for 2 hours because the airport's been watching the Weather Channel. And you're stuck next to Bob, and Bob starts talking about his wife and kids, and he buys you some drinks, and he shows you pictures of the family, and you start to think, hey, Bob's not a bad guy. And then Bob tries to sell you insurance. You have to go, fuck you, Bob. That is a Bob. Why do they give hurricanes names anyway? What's the concept behind this? Why don't they use that time wisely and try to learn more about the weather? Hurricane Andrew? Why would you call Hurricane Andrew? Did the hurricane show up in a little cravat and a dickie? Smelling a polo, sipping a Perrier, going, scurry, scurry, Andy's here. What do they call tornado? Tornado. You get the message. They don't go, tornado, Timmy's coming, flee. Why, you know, why, if they're going to give a hurricane a name, give it a name that applies, like Hurricane Jesus Christ on a crutch. Followed by the next big one, Hurricane Holy fucking Moses. All right, the weathermen are so full of shit, it defies description. Al Roker, that big fat fuck. Oh, he's intolerable. Man doesn't know shit about the weather. He was the weatherman in New York City, and 3 years ago we had a blizzard, or you here in Madison would say, a dusting. We were supposed to have, according to Al, 4 to 12 inches of snow. That's his prediction. We had 36 inches. Giving him the benefit of the doubt, he's 2 feet off. That's not even in the ballpark. If you were a roofer and you built a roof and it was 2 feet off, you'd still be serving time. Al Roker makes $1.5 million a year as a weather person. That's what he was making as a weather person. And he doesn't know anything. For $1.5 million, any one of us in this room could do the weather. Not only do the weather, we could do the weather with a gorilla fucking us in the ass. Yes, you could. Don't even back off that one. If I had $1.5 million, you'd be glad to see Simba at work every day. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got a big cloud cover coming. Oh! And the only time you get upset is when you find out that the gorilla's making $2 million. What does meteorologist mean in English? It means liar. What's the best job you can have in the world? It's being the weather person in San Diego, California. Doesn't get any better than that. You're on TV for less than a minute. They go, you know, you get a six-figure income. What's the weather gonna be like, Lou? Nice. Back to you. I knew that the weather in this country was out of control when 10 years ago I was in Boston, Massachusetts, and in 4 days I experienced 5 seasons. It was 30, it was 60, it was 90, then it was 12! On the last day, there was thunder, lightning, and snow together! And I hadn't done drugs. Because when you're lying in bed and you hear thunder outside and you get up to look, you have an expectation. And it's not snow with lightning behind it. That's fucked up. They don't even write about that kind of weather in the Bible. And I imagine if a prophet had seen that kind of weather after he wiped the poop out of his pants, he'd have told us about it. I was supposed to work that night. I said, I'm not coming in. I am scared shitless. Because I know what the next season's going to be. Locusts. And there will come a time, mark my words, where there will be a season of just great big giant frogs that fall from the sky. Oh, you can look at me like I'm crazy, but you'll be watching that other maniac, that Willard Scott. I'm serious. He scares the shit out of me. He smiles so much, I don't think the man has a central nervous system. And I'm going to tell you this. If you wake up in the morning and you watch the Today Show and you're happy because Willard is happy and Al is happy, kill yourself. Now, you'll see Willard Scott one morning. He'll be standing in front of the Washington Monument. He'll be dressed in a chipmunk outfit and frogs will be bouncing off his head. He'll be going, giant frogs, what can I say? Back to you.